sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today on this Good Friday, July 19, 2024. The Playmakers in the building, Daniel Silence. Welcome to Shooting Lights Out. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in if you're watching on our YouTube channel. I really appreciate it. Hit that subscribe button while you're doing it. And make sure you stay up to date with everything that we got going on here at the Playmakers Fly Sports Network. Those of you who are listening to the audio on whatever platform you listen to, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, or wherever else you listen to your podcast, follow Shooting Lights Out. So anytime we post a new episode, you'll be updated right then and there. You can listen to the brand new episode that comes out like this one is today. Ladies and gentlemen, we got some things to get over. WNBA has hit their Olympic break. So we'll recap the final games of the first half of the season. We'll also get you ready for All-Star Weekend. That begins tonight and tomorrow. We'll also look at our rookie class. You know, we've been doing a rookie watch. We did after the first month. Now we're going to look at the Olympic break. How are our rookies looking thus far in this stellar rookie class that we have in the WNBA? And also we're going to continue our Team USA coverage. They play Serbia on Wednesday. Very dominant performance. I will get into that. Also let you know what else is going on with Team USA now that the women have hit their Olympic break. But without further ado, I know I got news and notes for you, so we have to go around the hardwood. And to begin around the hardwood, Joe Jelly Bean Bryant, the father of the late, great Kobe Bryant, passed away on Wednesday. At the age of 69, didn't really see much of Jelly Bean Jean Bryant because I'm that young, okay? But he was instrumental to the man that we known as the Black Mamba in Kobe Bryant. As you see, Jelly Bean and Kobe sharing one of the trophies, the one of the Larry Bryant trophies that could be one of five of them. I don't remember which one that is, but it's one of five of them. And the condolences go out to the Bryant family as the father of the great Kobe Bryant passed away. Moving on, the Lakers, sticking with the Los Angeles Lakers, the Lakers adding Lindsey Harding to the JJ's Reddit staff. Lindsey Harding was the reigning coach of the year down in G League at night. So go to show you she has some basketball knowledge. She knows what she's doing. She coached the men before. And adding her to the Lakers roster makes it very interesting. See how this works out with, you know, this works out very well with Becky Hammish. You know, Pop brought her on to his staff in San Antonio. Then she got her head coaching job down in the WNBA. Those of you who do know, Becky Hammish is the head coach of the Las Vegas Aces, the back-to-back reigning WNBA champions. So maybe this is the next step for Miss Harding as she joins the Lakers staff on the JJ Reddit. Mavs optimistic Kyrie Irving will be cleared by camp. Those of you who don't know, Kyrie Irving underwent surgery to repair a broken hand that he suffered early in the month. So with that surgery to repair a broken hand, I believe his left hand, they believe that everything should work out fine. He should be ready for camp to get ready for the upcoming NBA season. Magic's co-founder and longtime NBA exec Pat Williams passed away at the age of 84. That happened on the 17th. Pat Williams, who spent more than half a century working with the NBA, he died on Wednesday from complications related to viral pneumonia, team announced. He started his NBA career as a business manager for the Philadelphia 76ers in 1968. Then had a stint as general manager with the Chicago Bulls, the Atlanta Hawks, and the Sixers, helping The franchise will win a title in 1983. I believe that'll be with the 76ers. And a few years later, he was involved in starting the process of bringing an NBA team to the city of Orlando. And then, sequentially, in 1989, the Orlando Magic were born. Technically, they were born in 1987, but they didn't officially start playing until 1989. So, to the man that was the co-founder of what is my favorite team in the NBA, the Orlando Magic, my heart goes out to the Williams fan, and I would like to say thank you to Mr. Pat Williams. Because of you bringing a team to Orlando, I became a fan of the Orlando Magic, even though you birthed them before my time. But I am happy to know that the Orlando Magic are here because of you. So condolences, rest, and power, sir. Milwaukee Bucks for Chris Middleton, recovering from ankle surgeries. He is recovering from two arthroscopic ankle surgeries on both ankles. That's why he had two surgeries on both ankles. It was pretty much a cleaning up procedure, is what the reports say. But as the time's going, he should be ready for the upcoming season with no limitations. But we know how these things work. We got to see how the rehabilitation process comes into fruition. How is it going? But for the most part, with the kind of surgery that he had, there should be no complications. Everything should be smooth sailing, and he should be ready for the upcoming season. New Balance and the WNBA announced multi-year partnership. So now, I had to dive into this, but I'm going to dive into it again because I want to make sure I get you the correct information and I'm just not saying stuff, all right? So let me go to the WNBA app. And this happened on the 16th on Tuesday. It says here, the New Balance and the Women's National Basketball Association announced a multi-year aim at elevating women's sport and inspiring the next generation of fans and athletes alike. The new relationship with the WNBA will enable New Balance to expand its presence in basketball alongside an organization renowned for advocating for women's sports. The deal tips off midway through the season, just ahead of the WNBA All-Star 2024. Coincidentally, with the arrival of one of the most exciting draft classes, which will help in furthering amplifying women's basketball like never before. The partnership will establish New Balance as an official partner of the WNBA. Together, both brands will continue to push the boundaries of sports and transform the game through grassroots initiatives aimed at growing youth basketball and authentic community engagement. Not a bad deal. I love what the WNBA is doing. They're making deals left and right. They have another deal come down the pipe this week. A little skepticism with that, but I will get to that in just about a few minutes, all right? But good job with New Balance and WNBA. A Globe Award winner, global star Pitbull, to headline halftime show during the 2024 AT&T WNBA All-Star Game. I would dive more into the WNBA All-Star Game with the details and stuff like that. But Pitbull will be the halftime performance down in Phoenix, Arizona, during the halftime of Saturday night's game. So those of you who love your Hispanic music, those of you who love Pitbull, get ready for a show down in Phoenix. We have a trade that happened. The Kinetic Suns traded for Marina Marbury and a 2025 second-round pick from the Chicago Sky in exchange for Rachel Benham, Mariah Jefferson with a 2025 first-round pick and rights to swap 2026 first-round picks. Interesting move by the Connecticut Sun in this trade. I think they needed this move after losing for the third time this season to the New York Liberty. And that was without Breonna Stewart on the court and Belaja Laney Hamilton on the court. Sabrina Nescu went in. I would dive into that when we get to the WNBA week review before the Olympic break. That'll come in another segment. So, but interesting move by the Kinetic Sun, they got themselves a shooter, a scorer. So see how much that helps them for the second part of the season after the Olympic break. And here's the news we want to get into. The WNBA men's rights deal set league up to receive $2.2 billion over next 11 years. This is from The Athletic, okay? And I have the article up right here, and I'll give it to you like this. The WNBA's next national media rights package has come into shape. The league is set to receive roughly $2.2 billion over the next 11 years in the rights fees in this new deal, an average of $200 million a year, with an opening to earn more over that period, according to league sources briefed on the contracts. All right. So, sounds like a good deal to me. Says the WNBA negotiated the WNBA's new deal during its just completed rights talk while it reached an agreement with Disney, NBC, and Amazon on the 11-year approximately $75 billion set of contracts. The WNBA's national media rights agreement are with those companies as well. ESPN, NBC, and Amazon will all have their own WNBA package. The NBA's Board of Governors approved these media rights deals Tuesday, but they are not yet official since Warner Brothers Discovery, the parent partner of TNT, maintains that it has matching rights for a NBA rights package, but has not yet to decide whether to exercise them. The current WNBA media deal, valued at roughly at $50 million annually, are set to expire after the 2025 season with Disney, ION, CBS, and Amazon as its media partners. Sounds good, right? Sounds real good. You're going from getting $50 million a year to $200 million a year. That's a $150 million increase. All right? But WNBA to get $200 per year, UN executive concerned. So, this is what has been reported. This was yesterday. The WNBA will receive about $200 million per year as part of the NBA's recent approval media deal, rights deal. According to multiple sources, even an annual increase of around $140 million, the new number still concerns the executive director of the WNBA Players Union. Executive Director Terry Jackson said in a statement Wednesday that the WNBA is being undervalued at $2.2 billion over 11 years. Okay, let me keep going first. She said, quote, "We have wondered for months how the NBA would value the WNBA in its media rights deal. With them reporting a $75 billion deal on the table, the league is in control of its own destiny. More precisely, the NBA controls the destiny of the WNBA," close quote. The WNBA current deal, which is valued at about $60 million per year, is set to expire during the 2025 season. The WNBA, which owns about 60% of the WNBA, has negotiated the new deal. Let me scroll down a bit here because I want to get to this other quote. Quote, "We are looking forward to learning how the NBA arrived at a $2 million valuation if initial reports are accurate or even close," Jackson said. This is still Terry Jackson. She continues by saying, quote, "Neither the NBA nor the WNBA can deny that in the last few years, we have seen unprecedented growth across all metrics. The players continue to demonstrate their commitment to building the brand and that the fans keep showing up. There is no excuse to undervalue the WNBA again." So, I don't know how y'all feel about that, but you were getting somewhere between $50 million to $60 million per year, right? Somewhere in there, because the Athletic said $50 million a year. The ESPN article that I just read, you said $60 million a year. So we're going to go in between there. Now the NBA got your new minutes right there for the 2026 season, which is at $200 million per year. Be talking 200. Be talking about 150 to 140 million increase. All right. There's a lot of things. I don't know the full details of how these deals go, so let me be the first to say that. But from my understanding here, from what I have read, you just had a significant increase, okay? We're talking about three times of what your last deal was. Three times. And you're saying you're still undervalued. I'm not understanding. I'm not really understanding. Is the game growing? Yes, the game is growing, but let me understand, the NBA is the NBA. Okay. More people, probably three times more people is going to watch the NBA than the WNBA. It's just the way it is. Okay. Now, with the showcasing of Caitlin Clark injuries has been nothing but phenomenal for the WNBA. Most of it, I'll say 80 to 90% of it is because of Caitlin Clark, because everybody wants to see Caitlin Clark, if we're being completely honest and forthright here. But you just got a three times increased deal from the NBA. So where do y'all value yourself at? Because you were just getting 50 to 60 million a year, which you're going to get next year too, because the contract doesn't end until the end of next season, which is 2025. Then from there, you said three times jump. So what is the concerns that how you undervalue? How much does it take to put the game together in the arenas and stuff like that? If that's the case, then you're fine. But you have to crawl before you walk. You have to walk before you run. You're just not going to just jump to astronomical numbers just like that. With the new class coming in, with going to be headline Paige Beckers, they see what that does. And Fly J Johnson, if she decides to come out after next year at LSU, then the year after that, we're looking at Juju coming. And I think by the time Juju gets here, within 2 to 3 years, maybe that increase that you recently looking for will start to come to fruition. But the NBA wants, if the NBA is controlling 60% of your, is controlling 60% of the WNBA, they're going to factor in a lot of things. Just saying. If they're right or they're wrong, I don't know. Because I don't know how these contract deals go. But they did three times what you did, what you got with this current deal. So I would say take it step by step and let's see where we go from here. Okay. But I don't know, that word undervalue is a little, you know, it's a little hard, all right? When you say undervalue, a little hard is it's a little hard word to use at this moment in time right now, because the small progression started 3 years ago. And I do say small progression because it didn't exponentially until Caitlin Clark came into the league along with injuries. To now all this publicity that the WNBA is getting. It was growing. It was going one step at a time. And then it exponentially, like when Caitlin Clark and this rookie class came in. So just give it time. That's all I'm saying. Just give it time. We'll see what happens. All right. All right. All right, that will do it for Around the Hardwood. When we come back, we're going to recap Wednesday's game between the United States and Serbia. A preview of the opening game of the Olympics. Let's see how we looked. We'll be back.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant? Weather. Devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson, live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying. But this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah. They want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Showing the Lights Out. And before we get to Team USA, speaking of Team USA, you want to get your merch, your shirts, your jacket, your hat, whatever the case may be to represent Team USA, you can get it with Fanatics or Lids, okay? The official license everything with Fanatics, where you can get free shipping over orders. That's over $24 today on Fanatics. That is 24SHIP. That's the promo code you need. 24SHIP is what you need if you're going to use Fanatics to get your USA merch from them. Or if you want to go to Liz, ladies and gentlemen, you can go to Liz and get 25% off site-wide today only with Liz 25. That is L-I-D-S 25, okay? That is Liz 25 with 25% on site wide with Lids. If you want to get your USA merch, as we are a week away from the opening ceremonies at the Olympics, and we are 9 days away from basketball getting underway with the men's starting off first, then the ladies the day afterwards after that. So with that being said, let's jump right into it. On Wednesday, ladies and gentlemen, we had game three of the men's showcase against Serbia, a preview of the opening round of the Olympics, because when the Olympics start for the basketball team on July 28th, ladies and gentlemen, the opening game for the men's was against this exact Serbia team that we are that we had to play against on Wednesday out in Abu Dhabi. And ladies and gentlemen, this is by far the best performance for the USA thus far in the first three games. Even though they were 2-0 going into this one, they had a shaky open half against Canada, and they did their thing in the second half, ladies and gentlemen. And then against Australia, they had a good first half, then they had a shaky second half, which they had to hold on to win by 6 against Australia. But Wednesday against Serbia, it was almost a complete game led by one Stephen Curry, okay? Stephen Curry started the game hot. He scored 18 points in the first half in the first 11 minutes of the game, and he put USA in position to start off hot, and they continue to roll from there as Anthony Davis and Bam Adebayo continue on doing what they're doing. Bam Adebayo put on a shooting display, hitting 3 3-pointers. Went to the ones like LeBron James, starting to call him Bam Bam Splash, making him a splash brother with Steph Curry after his performance going shooting 3 for 5 from the 3-point range in that game. And, you know, Anthony Davis, even though he didn't have his particular number, who was the main consistent person for Team USA at that moment in time, that man had 7 points with 6 rebounds and 6 blocks. He was the defensive menace on that side. As you see, Bam Adebayo had a great game. Good game from him. It was nice to see that Steve Curry is sticking with Bam and Davis together with that second unit. Because when it comes to that second unit has been flawless. Even though Steve Curry changed the starting lineup yet again. You know, you had Steph Curry, LeBron James, and Joel Embiid on the starting lineup. But this time he went with Jrue Holiday and Jason Tatum in the lineup, giving Bam Adebayo and Anthony Davis paired with Anthony Edwards, Devin Booker, and Tyrese Halliburton. No Kevin Durant still, but USA didn't need him in this one. As I said, Bam Adebayo, Anthony Davis being studs on offense and defense. Told you Anthony Davis, 6 blocks against Serbia. And we're talking about going against Nikola Jokic, the reigning league MVP of the NBA, the head man of Serbia, and he struggled. Okay. Nikola Jokic only had 16 points in this game, 6 for 19 from the field, missed all 4 of his 3-point attempts. He did grab 11 rebounds. But nevertheless, as you see, Anthony Davis won. He had about 2 blocks on Nikola Jokic. This is one of them right here. Defensive menace. And this is a good sign if you're an L.A. Lakers fan, because you want to see how can Anthony Davis look against Nikola Jokic, because when it comes to the NBA season, it has not fared well against Nikola Jokic. But in this game on Wednesday, he fared very well. Right? And then the fourth quarter, after they built a big lead, the fourth quarter Team USA put on a showcase. As you see it here, this is what Bam Adebayo passing out of a triple tween to an alley-oop to LeBron James. That was after Steph Curry caught the ball without control, shot it, and hit a 3-pointer. And the arena in Abu Dhabi became buzzing with sensation because Team USA put on a show in the fourth quarter with the game well in hand. And there's nothing more to it, ladies and gentlemen. As you see the bench going live, Kevin Durant did not play, but I did get news earlier this morning, ladies and gentlemen, that Kevin Durant is back in practice. It's no low clear word if he will play in their next game, which will be tomorrow. I will get to that. But the bench was loving what they were seeing on the court. Steph Curry finished it off with 24 points on the day. hitting, going 8-for-13 from the field, 6-for-9 from 3-point range. Bam Adebayo, I told you, 17 points. He was 6-for-9 from the field, including that 3-for-5 from 3-point range that I mentioned earlier. He also grabbed 8 points. Anthony Edwards, didn't see much of him, but he had a great game too. He had 16 points. He was very tenacious on defense. He was picking pockets and he was making dunks happen. LeBron James showing why he is one, why he's considered one of the greatest to ever do it. Those who believe it, those who don't. That's not a debate I'm trying to have right now. But the strength of LeBron James, Serbia had no match for it. He only scored 11 points, but there wasn't some impact for 11 points because when he put his shoulder down and he was going straight forward to the basket, Serbia couldn't stop it. They just couldn't stop it. LeBron just, he didn't do it a lot. But when he did, it was very impactful, all right? But for right now, these are your three leaders of the game. The man in the middle, Chef Curry, like I said, 24 points, 17 from Bam, 16 from Anthony Edwards. As a team for Team USA, as you see the final score, 105-79, it was well in doubt. Their best complete performance that they have ever done thus far. I told you, Nikola Jokic, 16 points. Nariska Anavuska had 14 points for Serbia. It just didn't matter. It really didn't. Team USA shot 52, almost 53% from the field. Serbia shot 41% from the field. 44% from three-point range from Team USA, going 16-for-36. Serbia 29% from three. Serbia shot about 92% from the free throw line to USA 85%. 44 rebounds to 34 in favor of the United States. Both teams had 16 assists. 9 steals for Serbia to 8 steals of the USA. 6 blocks all by Anthony Davis for the United States. No blocks at all for Serbia. None whatsoever. Which makes things a little bit interesting. But this was just a tune-up game. This is game 3 of 5 in the tune-up series. And like I said earlier, when it gets to July 28th, we'll be seeing the same exact Serbia team down the road, who did not have Bogdan Bogdanović, by the way. He was on the sideline watching the game. But I'm pretty sure when the Olympic time comes, Bogdan Bogdanović will be inserted into this lineup for Serbia. And that's a 3-point sniper right there we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen. So maybe, just maybe, Serbia wanted to see what USA was bringing, so they can counterpunch what happened. But Team USA went out to send a message after what happened Monday against Australia, when Australia came back from a 24-point deficit to cut it to 4 before ultimately losing 98-92 to United States. The United States came in Wednesday with a mindset of, we're going to finish this game how we started the game, in which they did. So I have no problems with that. And their next game will be tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, July 20th. Against South Sudan, another preview of the Olympic Games, because South Sudan is also in the group with the United States, with Serbia, and then Puerto Rico. All right. That will take us to our second commercial break. And then when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, WNBA. We're going to recap the final 2 days of the WNBA, the final games, before the Olympic break. We'll be back.
I love you, you morons. You kiss on the block, new edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go f*** yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green. And the Jets wore green. That's how I become a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on, let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan... say the tag,
where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central on YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the excitement and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop. At Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there seeing LA Knight. Oh, okay. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go. Yeah!
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings, Monarchs of Wrestling, live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel. Join the Transporter to Hades.
Your butt and gut becomes one.
Join the Reformer of Hooker Whores.
This is my daughter, Placenta Booty Johnson.
Join the Bronze Claw.
Whenever you are in distress, mm-hmm. Take off your baseball cap and throw it in the air.
Join your very own superhero of broadcasting, Chris Bass.
So whatever color crown they get, they palm it and do two circles, and that translates to... I can beat up black people.
As she takes you through the week's paces in Baseline. Live every Saturday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. No, Pacific Time Zone people, just stay asleep when this is on live and just catch the recording. Oh, I'm sorry. Exclusively on the Chris Bass YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shooting Lights Out, ladies and gentlemen. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for watching. Appreciate the love that I have been receiving over the past few months. It's been nothing short of remarkable. I am thankful to be on this podcasting journey that I am covering sports because I love sports. But now we got the hardwood out the way. We got USA men out the way. Let's talk ladies, shall we? Let's talk WNBA, all right? When we talk WNBA, ladies and gentlemen, we had 6 games left before the Olympic break, being Tuesdays and Wednesday, and see what how we went. Tuesday, we had a quadruple header, beginning with the Mercury in the D.C. area with the Mystics. The Storm were in L.A. to take on the Sparks. Connecticut and Liberty met again for the third time, and then the Sky were in the defending champs places of Las Vegas. Beginning with the Phoenix Mercury, who was starting to show they're mad because they took some L's that they shouldn't have taken. But, you know, they went to D.C. They handled business 96-87. And Brittany Griner, 23 points to lead the way. Kalia Copper with 22 points. Both had 7 rebounds each. That's 2 of the 3 that's on the Team USA team. The third one being Diana Taurasi with 18 points, okay, with 5 dimes. Natasha Cloud was just on a rebound away from a triple-double with 12, 10, and 9. So they handled business, and they did their thing. Ari Atkins for Washington with 14 points. You know, Van Loo with 17 to lead the way, along with Haynes Allen with 18. But, hey, when you're the Mercury, you got to show you got to – if you're trying to be the Mercury, you're trying to get back to the Mercury status, you cannot win – you cannot lose this game, which they did. So shout out to them. The Storm were in L.A. to take on the Sparks. Close contested game throughout. The Storm take it 89-83, 6-point win, moving them to 17-8 on the season. The Storm looking very good going into the break. Nneka Agumake, 23-10 with double double. The gold mamba herself, Jewel Lloyd, with 30 by the gold mamba. And that's all they needed, you know. Hornstone gave you 14, but hey, it was enough to get the dub. The Rickard Hand beat 15-9, not her typical game. Stevenson gave you 24-15, is a nice showing. Rikita Jensen gave you 16-6 four times as well. Kia Nurse, 0 points. I think if I remember correctly, she got injured in this game, if I remember correctly. That's only why she only played 14 points, because that's not usually how Kia Nurse operates when playing. But hopefully it's not a too bad of an injury, because I do, if I remember correctly, she is playing for Team Canada in the Olympics. So I would like to see her. I would like to see her play in the Olympics. So I don't want her to be too injured. All right. So I need to look that up. I'll look that up at some point in time. But and then we head to Barclay Center in New York City. It was round three between the Connecticut Suns and the New York Liberty, with the Connecticut Suns trying to get one back because they lost both at home, and they have now win both games in New York, which didn't happen because 82-74 victory by the New York Liberty. And my girl Sabrina Ionescu with the 30-piece on a Connecticut Sun like it was nothing, okay? Sabrina Ionescu gave me the 30-piece. I was loving that. We did not have Breonna Stewart for this game. We did not have Elijah Nadine Hamilton, who will be out for about 6 weeks with she underwent knee surgery. I believe she underwent knee surgery the day of that game. And then she'll be out 6 weeks from there. So she should be back sometime mid-August, going into September, around that point in time as we get close to the playoffs, as the New York Liberty were trying to capture our first ever WNBA championship in franchise history. Courtney Vanderslue gave you 10. And that was about it for people scoring the double figures. You know, you got 8 from JJ. You got 9 from Burt. You got 9 from Fullbridge. It was the Sabrina Ionescu show. They just call it what it is. 30 points. Just a dime. And after that game, which led to the trade for Maria Marbury of the Chicago Sky, because I'm pretty sure Connecticut getting sick and tired of getting their butts kicked by New York. Speaking of Chicago, in her last game with the Chicago Sky, they pulled off the upset. 93-85 over the defending champs in Las Vegas. In the seat of Las Vegas, by the way. Wow. Chicago got themselves to 10-14 on the season. Kennedy freaking Carter. Let me say that again. Kennedy freaking Carter. 34 points on the board. Maria Marbury in her final game as the Chicago Sky gave you 15. Angel Reese got back to getting double doubles. He had 13-10 on that one. Camilla Cardozo gave you 8 rebounds. Very efficient on the offensive side with only 6 points. But hey, they got the dub behind Kennedy Carter. Adrian Wilson continued to be a beast, 28-14. Kelsey Plum had a bad game with 8. Chelsea Gray was only 7 with 5 dimes, both her and Kelsey Plum with 5 dimes. Jackie Young, 17 points. Not really what you expected from the Las Vegas Aces at home before the break, but hey, pretty sure the 4 women's national team members of Chelsea Gray, Kelsey Plum, Jackie Young, and Asia wasn't all looking forward to getting ready for Paris. All right, so they probably had a letdown game, even though Asia was still put up 28-14, so it is what it is. But shout out to the Chicago Sky getting a big win, getting their 10th win of the season going into the break. That was Tuesday's game. Wednesday, we had a doubleheader. It was a dream at the Lynx, the Fever at the Wings, and Minnesota Lynx handling the business the way they needed to. They handled business the way they needed to, 86-79. What you see here is Kelly McBride, 30 points. That's nasty work on the Dream. Tina Charles, 12 points. And yeah, the rest of the starters did not look good. Alicia Gray only had 7 points, you know. I think Alicia Gray only played sparing minutes because she's getting ready for the Olympics as well. Not Alicia, but no, I take that back. Ryan Howard returns. She came off the bench in this game, so that's good news for Team USA 3x3. Team Ryan Howard is a go for a 3x3. Alicia Gray was slotted to take her place. It wouldn't get down. It took to this week to find out that Ryan Howard will be a go, and we'll see if that still stands going into the weekend or not. But she did return in limited minutes, but it didn't matter. It was the links all the way. And then we had the Indiana Fever in Big D to take on the Dallas Wings, and a thrilling game. A historic performance on one side, but the other side took the dub 101-93. That is a bad loss for the Indiana Fever going into the break. A very bad loss going into the break. And Caitlin Clark, man. Caitlin Clark, 24 points, 19 assists, 6 boards. Aaliyah Boston with 28-8. But you got out there by Odyssey Sims and Arika Gumawale, both coming with 24 points each. Sims gave you 9 downs. Gumawale gave you 7 and 7 with rebounds and assists. And a big win for the Dallas Wings. That's their 6th win of the season. And the Fever, who should have won this game, gave it away. Turnovers do it. You can't have turnovers in the late parts of the game when the game is tightly close. You know, and if we're going to keep it honest, we're going to keep it a buck. I mean, Caitlin Clark, a hell of a game. A story game at that. But that turnover late down 4 with the ball in your hand, can't do it. You can't do it. We can rave about her story performance in this. Now you can say you don't care, but guess what? You can have all the historic performance that you want, but if it don't correlate to wins and championships, people ain't going to remember. You know? Think about it. Think about it. Chris Paul, one of the greatest point guards to ever play the game. All right? With all the assists that he has, the way he sets up teammates. But guess what? People don't really talk about Chris Paul like that because never won a championship. Reason why I talk about LeBron James as much as he does, he has the numbers in the championships, okay? Whether he's the GOAT or not, I'm not having that debate. I'm just making a point here. LeBron James has the assist numbers, the rebound numbers, the points numbers, but he also has 4 titles, okay? He also has 4 titles. Chris Paul, one of the greatest assist men of the game. Steve Nash, one of the greatest assist men of the game. When you talk point guard, you can talk Steve Nash, Chris Paul, but guess what? They don't have championships, so people really don't bring them up. Maybe just having a point guard talk, Steve Nash and Chris Paul's name should be brought up. But we talking about greats of the game, you probably ain't going to hear Chris Paul and Steve Nash's name like that because they didn't win championships. They didn't win championships. In the sports world, you got to have championships and the numbers. You just can't have the numbers with no title. It doesn't work like that. So, Caitlin Clark, it's games like this when you have a store performances, even though you play every minute. Arike Gumawale play every minute, too. Both of y'all play every minute. Hey, Sims almost played every minute. She just sat out, for 1 minute? She probably didn't even sat out for a whole minute. She probably sat down for, like, almost 40 seconds, if that. But you cannot have the turnovers in the late stages of the game. Now, people say she's leading the league in turnovers. I don't care. When does the turnover happen for me? When is the turnover? You're down 4. It's 35 seconds left. You can't turn it over in that possession. You can make it a 3 to make it a 1-point game, or you can make it 2-point basket. It's a 2-point game, and you put the pressure on Dallas because Dallas got to go either make free throws. Matter of fact, it's like 35 seconds left. So, no, they have to go through a shot clock, which is 24 seconds. So, let's just say if Indiana makes a 2-point bucket, if Caitlin Clark didn't turn over, it's a 2-point game, and it's like 30 seconds left. Well, that's a 6-second difference between game clock and shot clock, so that means Dallas have to make a play to make sure they keep you at arm's distance. And if they don't, you give them Caitlin Clark and Indiana Fever a chance to tie it or win it. So you can't have that turnover down 4 with 35 seconds left. You can't have it. You just cannot have the turnover in that moment. But nevertheless, Caitlin Clark did set the record for most assists in a game with 19, surpassing Courtney Vandersloot from 2020, August 31st, 2020, when she did 18. And ironically, Courtney Vandersloot did it against the Indiana Fever in that game. In Indiana at that. So Caden Clark, who plays for the Indiana Fever, breaks the record at Dallas, but in a losing effort. Now that we got the week out the way, because that was the final game before the Olympic break, here's where we stand with the rookie watch, ladies and gentlemen. Caden Clark is giving you 17.1 points per game, shooting 40.5% from the field, 32.7 for three-point range, 5.8 rebounds a game, 8.2 assists a game, and 1.5 steals a game. That is Caitlin Clark's numbers at the Olympic break. Angel Reese's numbers at the Olympic break, 13.5 points per game, shooting 40.2% from the field, 20% from three-point range because she has started to take some threes now, 12 rebounds a game, 1.8 assists a game, and 1.5 steals a game. Rakita Jasmine from the L.A. Sparks, 11.2 points per game, shooting 45.8% from the field, 32.7 from three-point range, giving you 3.8 rebounds and 1.2 assists a game. Aaliyah Edwards of the Lone Washington Mystics. Also tough year for you, girl. Very tough year for you. 8.6 points per game, shooting 48.2% from the field, giving you 5.9 rebounds and 1.1 assists a game. And then there's Cameron Britt, who is out with a torn ACL that suffered last month. But before she ran out, she was giving you 5.7 points per game, 38.9 from shooting from the field, 29.6 from three-point range with 5.6 rebounds, 1.8 assists, 1.1 steals with 2.7 blocks a game. And then Carmella Cardozo, who you don't see on here, she's averaging 8.6 points a game, giving you about 8 rebounds a game, if I remember the numbers correctly. Matter of fact, I can look at them. Let me look at them real quick. Let me get those for you. Make sure I want to be. I want to give you the right numbers. So, Camila Cardoso, she's only trying to play how many games Camila Cardoso had played because she missed the first few of them. Camila Cardoso, who has played 17 games thus far out of the 24 that the Sky has played thus far, 25. She's giving you 8.2 points per game, giving you 7.8 rebounds a game with 1.1 assists a game and 1.2 blocks a game. That is Camila Cardoso. All right, so those are the rookie watchers right now, and I'm here to confess I have made a change. Caitlin Clark is now my rookie of the year favorite. The way she has been dynamic this season, the way that she has been moving this season, it's just different. It really is different. I watched the 19 assists, and that 19 assists was part of them coming back down 15 early in the game. The turner was at the later part of the game, just put a sour taste in your mouth because he was looking for Indiana to win the game, and they ended up losing it. So, yeah. But Caitlin Clark is now the front runner for MVP for rookie of the year. Some people think it's not even a question. Caitlin Clark's the clear one away of rookie of the year. I'm going to hold our judgment on that. I'm going to see how this break helps Angel Reese out, how this break helps Caitlin Clark out before I do that. But Caitlin Clark is now the front runner, in my opinion, for rookie of the year. With that being said, some people want to put her in the MVP conversation. Nah. Mm-mm. Nope. This is not a conversation to have. There's only one MVP. And that's it. That is Angel Wilson. Nobody's coming close to her. Unless there's like a completely collapse of the Las Vegas Aces, which I don't see happening because when you're the defending champ like the Aces are and you still have the pieces that the Aces have, I don't see a collapse happening. Okay, they want a three-peat. They're trying to be the Houston Comets from when the WNBA first started. Those of you who don't know, the Houston Comets won the first four WNBA titles when the WNBA started. Okay? So if you ever want to know your history, the first four champions of the WNBA is one team, the Houston Comets, because they won the first four seasons. All right. That's the type of swagger. That's the type of firepower that Aces are trying to bring to the WNBA. They're trying to make it known that nobody's better than us. As of right now, the New York Liberty, as I go to the standings, are the top team in WNBA right now at 21-4. Connecticut is second at 18-6, followed by the Minnesota Lynx at 17-8, along with the Seattle Storm at 17-8. Speaking of defending champs, they're sitting in the fifth slot at 16-8. Phoenix Mercury sitting at 6 at 13-12, followed by the Indiana Fever
11-15, and the Chicago Sky at 10-14. Those eight teams right there, if the season ended, that's the playoffs. You would have Chicago going against New York, Connecticut going against Indiana, Phoenix going against Minnesota, and Seattle going against Las Vegas. Lucky for Indiana fans, the season doesn't end today. Because if it did end today, y'all getting y'all behind stumped by Connecticut. Because for some reason, Connecticut beat y'all up, and y'all have no answers for Connecticut. And I'm keeping the book. But for right now, this is might be the eight teams in the playoffs because Atlanta is three games back from Chicago and Indiana. They've been on a slump. Nice to see that the Sparks, the Mystics, and the Wings got themselves to six wins. So they still have an outside chance of making some things happen. Because as of right now, at the minimum, we are at what? 24 games? 24, 25 games. We'll be talking about 15 games left after Olympic break. It's a lot of room for improvement. We shall see what happens. But the way that I'm looking at it right now, the eight teams that are in these eight slots right now, I see them being the playoff teams going forward. And we shall see if they can keep it going. They can do something with this Olympic break, get better. But I like these eight teams to be the ones in the playoffs. All right. That is our recap of the WNBA. One final break. When we come back, I'm going to get you ready for the weekend and for the Olympics.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Cowboys Talk.
The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved. Let me say that one more time, because you know it's true. The Dallas Cowboys got exactly what they deserved.
Dak Prescott is overrated and he shouldn't be paid, okay? And the same thing with Pollard. I mean, Pollard breaking the tackles at that 57-yard touchdown run. I mean, we needed that big time.
33 points in the fourth quarter. Let me say that again. 33 points in the fourth quarter. And that's off of four turnovers committed by the Colts. See, at one point, and the fact that at the end of the third quarter, it was 21-19, and the final score was 54-19. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that is completely unexpected.
Cowboys Talk is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Oh, yes. The tradition, the pageantry, the spectacle, the history. The slut. Wait. I gotta rep my brother's stuff right. All my DMV soldiers, stand up! And welcome to the Commander's Gridiron Report. You want your commanders to be repped right? Well, D. Willie is your man. Commander's Gridiron Report. Every Monday at 3.05 p.m. Eastern, 2.05 p.m. Central. Exclusively on the Sertoba Media YouTube channel. Music by J. Cool.
Where my soldiers, right side, right side. Commanders. Where my soldiers, left side, left side. Commanders.
Sports fans are gearing up. Whether it be for the madness of March, whether it be for the Super Bowl, or even a little thing called WrestleMania. You can get all that at Fanatics, where they have a wide selection of gear from every league, including the NFL, the NBA, the MLB, the NHL, the NCAA, and the WWE. So go on and show that pride, that passion, that dedication fan that you are by whipping your team, your league, all your favorite players. Fanatics, official lenses, everything.
In a world where chronicles of the past are brought to the streams, whether the content is relatable or completely beyond your realm of life, there is no shadow of a doubt that this show is absolutely full of shenanigans. Get ready for
D. Willie in the Evening
this Sunday at 10.05 p.m. Eastern.
Exclusively on Sertoba Media, where the struggle is real to be awesome. This is a BS3 Network presentation.
to do a TED Talk, but I don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm getting there.
Life is for the living. We're not here that long.
You can learn anything you want to learn without any money spent.
What do I really enjoy? What do I really want out of life?
I am your host, W-I-Z-E.
Are you in a life holding pattern? Well, this is for you. Welcome to the Stuck in My Mind podcast. Live every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. As we get ready to close out, remember, streaming live is available on our YouTube channel, the Playmakers Bar Network YouTube channel. Go ahead and subscribe today. Hit that notification bell so you can get all the alerts anytime we post any videos on our YouTube channel. Also, if you want to listen to the audio just by itself, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and wherever else you can find your podcast is at, shooting lights out. Now, let's get up out of here and let's get you ready for the weekend because guess what? We're talking All-Star Weekend in the WNBA, ladies and gentlemen. That is what we are doing. It's the All-Star Weekend. It's actually the Olympic break, but they made an All-Star Weekend is what they're doing in the NBA every 4 years when you get ready. So, ladies and gentlemen, your skills challenge for tonight. Well, tonight is a showcase. So, basically, think of the NBA Saturday night event and the WNBA is Friday, okay? So your skill challenge will feature Sophie Cunningham of the Phoenix Mercury, Alicia Gray of the Atlanta Dream, Brittany Griner of the Phoenix Mercury, Maria Marbury of the now Kinetic Suns, not Chicago Sky, Kinetic Suns, and Erica Warrior of the Indiana Fever. Your three-point contest will feature Steffi Dawson of the Washington Mystics, Alicia Gray of the Atlanta Dream, John Corey Jones of the New York Liberty, Maria Marbury of the Kinetic Suns. Remember, Kinetic Suns, Maria Marbury, Kinetic Suns, not Chicago Sky, Kinetic Suns, and Kaylee McBride of the Minnesota Lynx. All right. Noticeably, if you see that, you know it's two people that weren't in here. Sabrina Nescu and Caitlin Carr are not participating in the three-point contest, which is a damn shame, if I do say so myself. You're talking the winner of the three-point contest last year, and Sabrina Nescu, who dropped a whopping 37 in that final round, I do believe. That pretty much shut the door on everybody else. And then the most lovable, hypeable, the most everything when it comes to WNBA at this moment in time, Caitlin Clark. In my opinion, I think Sabrina Nescu just wanted to get ready for the All-Star game on Saturday and just get ready for Paris. That's my opinion on why she didn't do it. My opinion on Caitlin Clark, I think Caitlin Clark is really ready for this break. I just think she's really ready for this break just to get away from basketball, period. Even though she is part of the All-Star team tomorrow night. She's probably going to get ready for that and be hot and ready to go straight to this break. Get away from basketball because good gracious, this girl be playing basketball since October or November in this case. This girl be playing basketball forever. She's been playing basketball almost the entire year. Okay, we'll be talking November. We are in the month of what, July, August. Then you got September, playoffs in around about, man, we talking about almost a whole calendar year. So yeah. If she's looking forward to this break, I do not blame her one bit. But yeah, it is a shame that these two ladies are not participating in the three-point contest tonight. And then finally, tonight we have the 3x3 challenge going on. So just like they're doing with the national team and Team WNBA, they're doing the same thing with the 3x3 team. Those of you who don't know, Team USA 3x3 team is consists of Sierra Brondick, Derica Hamby, who is replacing Cameron Brink, her teammate from the LA Sparks, Ryan Howard, who I just said earlier, who is officially back and ready to go, and Haley Van Litt, a newly transferred to TCU. They will take on the under 23 3x3 team, which is features these ladies here: Christina Dolich from Maryland, Morgan Miley from Creighton, Cote McMahon from Ohio State, Lacey Oslin from Iowa, Michaela Williams from LSU, and Sarah Williams from Wisconsin. So The showcase tonight is at 9 p.m. on ESPN, those of you who want to watch it. But everything leads to tomorrow, which is the big thing. Tomorrow, WNBA All-Star versus USA Basketball. Tomorrow, July 20th, 8:30 p.m. on ABC, where it is Team WNBA versus Team USA. And Team USA, that's the real date. One more time, the team that's going to represent the United States over in Paris will feature. And everybody's healthy. Everybody's a go. Everybody's a go. Nafisha Collier of the Minnesota Lynx. Kalia Copper of the Phoenix Mercury. Chelsea Gray of the Las Vegas Aces. Brittany Griner of the Phoenix Mercury. Sabrina Ionescu of the New York Liberty. Jew Lord of the Seattle Storm. Kelsey Plum of the Las Vegas Aces. Brianna Stewart of the New York Liberty. Diana Taurasi of the Phoenix Mercury. Alisa Thompson of the Connecticut Suns. AJ Wilson and Jackie Young, both of the Las Vegas Aces. That is Team USA. And on the Team WNBA side, you have Brianna Bama of the Connecticut Suns, Aaliyah Boston and Caitlin Clark of the Indiana Fever, Alicia Gray of the Atlanta Dream, Derica Hamby of the LA Sparks, Brianna Jones of the Connecticut Sun, John Croy Jones of the New York Liberty, Kalia McBride of the Minnesota Lynx, Kelsey Mitchell of the Indiana Fever, Arike Agumarale of the Dallas Wings, Neke Agumake of the Seattle Storm, and finally, Angel Reese of the Chicago Sky. That is the teams for the All-Star game. And the head coaches for Team USA is Minnesota Lynx coach Cheryl Reese, and announced earlier this week that Cheryl Miller, the Basketball Hall of Famer, the big sister to Hall of Famer Reggie Miller, and rightly recognized as the GOAT of women's basketball, not WNBA basketball, or of women's basketball, Cheryl Miller. That should be a fun. It's the battle of the Cheryls in the All-Star game. It is Team USA versus Team WNBA in that going. But that's the first of two games to prepare our women's national team for a Paris Olympics, because after that, on Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen, Team USA has their one and only showcase game against international play when they take on Germany out in London, 3 p.m. on FS1. All right. That's the ladies' side. The men's side, however, we get back at it tomorrow, as I mentioned earlier. We have South Sudan in another pre-Olympic preview with South Sudan tomorrow, 3 p.m. in London on Fox. And then the nightcap tomorrow night is the WNBA All-Star game between Team USA women's national team and the Team WNBA. On the men's, earlier that day, you'll get to see the men's. And then on Monday, to close out the men's showcase, July 22nd at 3 p.m. on Fox, the men take on Germany, the defending World Cup champion Germany, led by Dennis Schroeder and the Wagner brothers, or Vance Wagner and Mo Wagner. All right. And then after that, ladies and gentlemen, we begin the Olympics, ladies and gentlemen, beginning next Sunday, a week from Sunday. Basketball at the Olympics in Paris, Paris begins. You will see myself, Cole Johnson, and the queen of hoops herself, Megan Price, as we are preparing and ready to go on this journey with y'all and make sure you get everything you need to know about Team USA, both men and women, 5x5, and hopefully I can fit in some 3x3 in there as well, depending on how scheduling works out. All right. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, it's about that time for the Olympics. We are hit the Olympic break in the WNBA, and everybody's getting ready for Paris. So with that being said, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you for tuning in. Whether it's right here on our YouTube channel, the Playmakers Blog YouTube channel, or you just catching the audio on whatever platform you listen to, I am very thankful. I'm very passionate about this. I love it. I love the love that I'm receiving. I love the comments. I love going back and forth with people watching. It's been a very fun experience for me, but we're getting ready for the Olympics. So until then, I will see y'all sometime early next week. Maybe Monday or Tuesday. I don't know yet. Usually I go Monday, but I might wait. I might go Tuesday after the women's play, because they do play the day after. So I might want to wait on that. We'll see. We'll work something out, and I'll make sure I let y'all know. But until then, enjoy your weekend. Enjoy Team USA at 3 p.m. tomorrow with the men's, and then enjoy the WNBA All-Star game tomorrow. You get the first look at Team USA versus Team WNBA, and we're going off of there, and it's all sails to Paris for the Olympics. Deuces.
You've done great, but you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You gotta keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you gotta keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud, gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.